This is the Break the Cycle of Trust Issues sessions. You're listening to session 4. Stick with operating on a debit and credit trust system. There is a separate class on this, but at its most basic, trusting in this way means 1, you address you first. 2, you ensure that you've dealt with anything that you've been blaming you for and that you've got to a healthier perspective. 3, you've got clear on your boundaries. 4, you know your values. And 5, you know your needs and are committed to living your life in a way that reflects the person that you say that you are and want to be. This gives you a healthy baseline of trust that you enter into each situation with. Think 70%. It means that you can go out and enjoy your life and deal with something when it happens, as opposed to waiting for something to happen and being ready to strike. These latter two actions communicate distrust, and this will be reflected in your actions and will fall into the cycle of a self-fulfilling prophecy. You treat people as trustworthy until they show otherwise. This stops you from being naive or like a Rottweiler. Case in point, if they exhibit dubious behavior on day 1, for instance, then this is flagging to you that you should proceed with caution or back away, depending on what it is. You increase your trust levels for repeated indications of trustworthy behavior over a consistent period of time. Don't increase your trust levels for superficial stuff. You then decrease your trust levels when you are experiencing discomfort, pain, concern, etc., and there is external evidence, you know, things taking place outside of you to back these up. Also decrease trust based on familiarity, i.e., if it feels as if you're repeating something in your pattern. This would indicate that you are engaging in code red behavior and thinking because you're repeating a pattern of actions and thoughts that you know does not work for you and that actually produces a particular set of results. Trust the feedback from these results and choose differently. Do not increase trust with any form of alcoholic, disrespectful, abusive, or problematic behavior. You are at best on code amber, which is stop, look, listen, and do not proceed until you are 100% clear on what is going on or you've opted out. If any of this behavior shows itself within the days, weeks, or months of knowing a person, it is a serious issue, and what is being revealed is who they are. Don't think they change. Do think they've unfolded. Don't deny, rationalize, minimize, excuse, or over-empathize with things that cause you concern, discomfort, or pain. Call it as you see it. Stop reading between the lines because it's where bullshit springs from, and you end up making dangerous assumptions about why something is happening. Always have an active response to something that is a cause for concern, that potentially or is already affecting your ability to trust. What's the opposite of an active response? A passive response. When you do the latter, you don't do anything. You blame you, you analyze the crapola out of it, you people please, you say nothing, you make excuses, you judge you, and you basically lack assertiveness. An active response means that you respond in the present and you make a conscious action rather than being on autopilot or going into any of those sort of negative actions. Don't snoop, track, spy, or control. This is what people who are hypervigilant get up to, and every single one of these is not only boundary-busting behavior, but a sign that you either 1, have knowledge that communicates to you that something is not right with this person / situation that you need to act upon but aren't, or that 2, you are so scared of distrusting that rather than interact with the person and engage in a situation to put your powers of assessment to good use and then make your call, you'd rather turn into a PI, so a private investigator, or even engage in stalking. If you feel inclined to do any of these, so the snooping, the tracking, the spying, or controlling, take it as a sign that you need to put your trust on pause. Or if you already have actual knowledge, it's time to debit your trust account and act accordingly. See you in session 5.